Miller Man. All right, so yesterday we had a lot of news in the race for the Republican nomination.
Mark that under who gives a
Rick Perry decided to leave the GOP presidential race. He announced that he was dropping out of the race.
I've always believed the mission is greater than the man. As I've contemplated the future of this campaign, I have come to the conclusion that there is no viable path forward for me in this 2012 campaign. Therefore, today, I am suspending my campaign and endorsing Newt Gingrich for President of the United States.
So he endorsed the Newtonator. So, wow, what a meteoric rise and fall for our Governor Hairdo, Rick Perry.
Amazing.
It happens, man.
I know it does. It happens, man. You know,
And because that bastard dropped out of the race yesterday, my commentary didn't run on Channel 8, which was about him. I didn't anticipate him dropping out. Mm. So, see, he's costing jobs here in Texas.
That's got to be quite the humbling and somewhat humiliating moment.
It was, because it was like, I want this commentary to
not
run.
Not for you, for Rick Perry. To stand up there with still $15 million from donors in your pocket.
Right.
And to have to announce that you're calling it quits.
Yeah.
This early.
It happens, man.
It can't get no worse.
Well, he had so many stumbles on the campaign trail. Some of them I think he's kind of getting a bad rap for. Remember when he said, if you say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought here by no fault of their own, I don't think you have a heart. That was what he was talking about when he was talking about children of people who've come here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And how we still ought to school them. And
you took in the shorts for that one?
Yeah, because he said that other Republicans didn't have a heart if they didn't agree with him on that. Okay, allow the guy his opinion on that, right? I mean, don't you kind of see
if
where
it sounds left-leaning, though? You got to jump on him and kick him and, you know, say we weren't going to stand
we're not,
for that.
Yes, no compassion. I get it. It's the way the Lord wants it to be. You know, the Lord wants what's right, which is no compassion.
Right.
For kids of people who've done something illegal. So he took it in the shorts for that. Remember when he called Ben Bernanke basically a traitor?
Mm-hmm.
He said, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion. First of all, it was funny that he confused treasonous and treacherous in that quote. He took flak for that. That was only a couple days after he announced he was in the race. And, of course, the big moment was the commerce, education, and the... what was the third one? Sorry. Weeps. When he gave that real eeps. There was that. Then there was that rambling... your aunt on painkiller speech that he gave in New Hampshire when he was all giggly and way too demonstrative, and he got really, really effeminate when he was speaking at that dinner.
See, I don't think it was any one of these, but it was the fact that there were 20 of these.
Right. A culmination. And he packed them all in a very short run here.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the debate where he made that one, he couldn't remember the third one, he should have said, well, see you later. Just walked off stage. It was done then.
Or just pulled out a Civil War pistol and just done it right then.
Whoa. No,
just
I
like
wouldn't have done
Dances
that.
With Wolves.
Stop referencing that.
So he's out. Out? Well, he's out of the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way he's out. No word on the other stuff.
What other stuff?
Newt Gingrich's second wife gave an interview to ABC's Nightline, Marianne Gingrich, and she had some very interesting things to say. Let's go to soundbite number two there, Snurdly.
I said to him, Newt, we've been married a long time. And he said, Yes, but you want me all to yourself. Callista doesn't care what I do.
What was he saying to you, you think?
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
He wanted an open marriage?
Yeah, that I accept the fact that he has somebody else in his life.
And you said?
No. No. That is not a marriage.
Now, Callista is the woman who, at the time when this was going on, when he had asked his second wife, Marianne, for an open marriage, Callista was the congressional aide that he had been having a six-year affair with. This was at the time he was impeaching President Clinton for the very same thing. Now, he would, I'm sure Newt would draw a distinction to saying, look, at least I was cheating not in the Oval Office. And to Newt, that's a difference that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we make of this? Shouldn't it be between a husband and wife what their marriage is? And does that make him automatically unfit for public office? Or is it the fact that he was grandstanding and coming down so hard on Clinton? I mean, he was going down so hard on Clinton even more than Lewinsky at this point.
Oh my gosh.
I think you can make the argument that their personal lives are their personal lives, but I think you can also make the argument that he is an incredible hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
And that the books do get opened up for whatever, you know, when you bring it to
the books end up being more open than his marriage.
Well, yeah, when you bring it to the presidency, they get opened up.
All right, here's let's go to soundbite number one, Snerdly. This is Marianne talking about Newt using their home for some of this hanky-panky.
I found out during our conversations that it was occurring in my bedroom in our apartment in Washington. And he always called me at night. He always ended with, I love you. Well, she was there listening.
Mm. Right next to him.
In my home.
That's a tough one, pal. All right, now, it's much has been made, and I think I misreported yesterday. I reported incorrectly that Newt's first wife had died. Someone else said that she's still alive, but she was being treated for cancer in the hospital when apparently they started having discussions that Newt wanted to get a divorce from his first wife when she got cancered up. As a matter of fact, one of his, it was his former campaign treasurer, said that Newt said of his first wife, which, by the way, he left the first wife for this Marianne that you just heard on those audio clips, for that second wife. She marries a guy who left his first wife while she was battling cancer. All right?
Right.
But what a campaign treasurer said that Newt said of that first wife, quote, she's not young enough or pretty enough to be the wife of a president.
Mm.
And besides, she has cancer.
Wow. Man, that is about as cold as you can get.
Whoa. Of course, Newt denies that claim, says that former campaign treasurer is lying. So, Marianne marries a guy that she was having an extramarital affair with, right? Mm-hmm. That he was having an affair on his wife. While she has cancer, and then he leaves Marianne. Well, listen to the state Marianne was in when Newt left her. Soundbite number three.
Did he know you had MS?
Yes.
When he asked you for a divorce?
Yes, and he also was advised by the doctor when I was sitting there that I was not to be under stress. He knew.
So he leaves the second wife when she gets MS.
Wow.
Okay, so he gets really upset last night at the start of the debate because the first question is about that. I don't know if we're going to hear him.
Yes, we are going to hear
him. Okay, because I've got a question after we listen to this.
So they have the big debate last night. Now, Newt's very pissed because ABC goes forward with this right on the eve of this South Carolina primary. And right before they are going to have their big debate last night. And, of course, there's only four on stage now. You get Gingrich, Paul, and Romney, and Santorum. So right out of the gate last night at the debate, Newt's asked by moderator John King about his ex-wife's comments about wanting an open marriage.
I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media
makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
Okay, but isn't it valid to bring that up to the candidate who is supposedly the conservative family values candidate who has courted the evangelical vote? The candidate who says that he is about God and family and all of that. And when you find out that maybe he's not so much about God and family and all of that, isn't that worth bringing up when he brings it up all the time?
I just don't know if it's the right thing, the first one out of the gate at a debate.
But it was
the first question at a news conference.
Top news of the day, certainly.
Right.
And can't John King couch it as, I'm giving you the opportunity to address this right up front.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's on the front of voters' minds. They want to hear your response and the way that you will effectively dismiss this. You know, and yeah. Newt is claiming that he's converted to Roman Catholicism. He's a much better person now. He's sorry for things that he did in his past. And he's counting on your redemption, second only to counting on your votes.
Yeah, vote first.
So Mitt Romney has not released his tax returns yet. That's the other big thing. You know who started the tradition of candidates releasing their tax returns?
No.
Mitt Romney's daddy.
Huh.
His Mexican daddy.
Danny.
His dad released 12 years of tax returns when he was running for the 1968 Republican presidential nomination.
By the way, when Mitt last night said he wasn't going to release all of his tax returns, he got booed. They booed.
A sporting event.
Well, see, this and this is part of the commentary that was so quashed by Channel 8, and we no longer have freedom of the press here and freedom of speech in this country, and I'm going to protest. But can't we have... What's the idea of financial privacy these days? I mean, can't these guys, like, submit their tax returns to some
election board or something?
Yeah, you know, something. Have an independent board that reviews them and make sure they're not cheating on their taxes and everything. But what do we do when these tax returns come out? We treat them as financial porn, right?
Yep.
We look at them and salivate over, look at that. Look what they're doing. What he made in speaker's fees. Look at the, oh my gosh. This guy, can he identify with me? No, I have to pay for. That's what we do. We don't sit there and go through and say, okay, so he's taking, he contributed some money to this lobbyist organization. That we don't go through it line by line doing all that mess.
All right, birthdays?
Birthdays today. Oh, I do want to mention one other funny political gaffe, and then we'll go to birthdays, and that is what Joe Biden did in San Francisco. This is so funny. So he's speaking to a crowd in San Francisco at a fundraiser, and he proudly announces this applause point, and the Giants are on their way to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. And he immediately got boos from the crowd. And then he's confused. And
then he
recognizes the gaffe and explains that, I'm sorry, I was thinking of the San Francisco Giants and their great baseball wins. And then he turns around and tries to correct it with, the 49ers are on their way!
Yay!
Oh, God love you.
He thought the San Francisco Giants were the Giants that are being talked about in the NFL playoffs.
They thought, okay, let's send Biden to San Francisco. It's a slam dunk. You know, we'll just send him out there. He won't screw that up.
He's the gift that keeps giving.
Yes, indeed. Birthdays today. Slim Whitman is 88.
Greatness.
Greatest selling artist of all time, maybe?
That's what they just claim on those commercials. On
I bought
HF.
It.
David Lynch, the movie director, 66 years of age. Paul Stanley of Kiss is 60.
Greatness.
Go, Rich.
TV host Bill Maher is 56.
He's a beating.
He is. Somehow still on the air.
Even to liberals, don't they see how arrogant that man is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rainn Wilson of The Office is 46. He's tickets own. I'm trying desperately to find that interview with Rainn Wilson and post it online today. He's a funny guy. Skeet Ulrich from Scream and As Good As It Gets is 42. He also battled Lance back there in those great Tour de France days.
I think that was Jan.
The overrated
no, he
Jan
plays
already.
Drums for Metallica.
That's Lars.
Oh, yeah.
The drummer for... How do you know that, Craig?
I don't know, but I am extremely impressed
with
that one.
Lars Ulrich is?
I know stuff.
I know stuff.
Drummer Questlove of The Roots is 41 from Jimmy Kimmel's band. And turning 45 today, former Dallas Cowboy Mark Stepnoski.
Ah, that's Stepper. Greatness.